And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
What was Penn State trying to protect anyway? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. As the talking heads go wild on TV over whether Joe Paterno's statue should come down, the school should get the so-called death penalty, or why in the world Jerry Sandusky was allowed to continue his heinous crimes for so long, I keep going back to one question. What was Penn State trying to protect that was worth the tiniest sliver of what has gone down since the cover-up began? This, of course, is the most vile example of how power coaches and programs have so much control over the universities that not even one person can see straight enough to come forward. Were they afraid for their own jobs? Afraid they would cause Joe Paterno to get fired? Afraid that the sacred reputation of Penn State University would be besmirched? Well, I've got news for any of the participating parties that is as clear as the summer sky now that Sandusky has been exposed, tried, and convicted on 45 counts of you-know-what. Besides dozens of innocent child victims being spared from this mentally ill monster, the now ruinous reputation of Penn State could have not only been saved, but hailed for the standards it has cowardly tried to portray for the entire time coaches, athletic directors, campus police officers, and university presidents have been hiding the gruesome truth. It seems so crystal clear that doing the right thing would have been also the right thing for Penn State. The very first time Sandusky was caught or observed in an inappropriate place with a minor, the whistle should have been blown by whoever saw it or whoever heard it from the first eyewitness. Instead, incredulously, the exact opposite happened, and everyone either kept it quiet or said, "I did my job, I passed it on to a superior." It makes less than zero sense. Such an action would have meant Penn State and Paterno have upheld the glorious standards and pristine reputation that they have claimed while hiding the deepest darkest secret imaginable. Penn State could have been Penn State instead of a fraud living corruptly in a place named Happy Valley. This is Art Chansky. See ya.